Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today brings us to Jeremiah chapters 9 and 10. We'll listen to our guest reader, Pastor Dave Love of Calvary Castle Rock in Castle Rock, Colorado, read the 26 verses of chapter 9, and we'll listen to Faith Comes by Hearing's reading of the 25 verses of Jeremiah chapter 10.
Jeremiah chapter 9. Oh, that my head were waters, and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. Oh, that I had in the desert a traveler's lodging place, that I might leave my people and go away from them. For they are all adulterers, a company of treacherous men. They bend their tongue like a bow. Falsehood and not truth has grown strong in the land, for they proceed from evil to evil, and they do not know me, declares the Lord. Let everyone beware of his neighbor, and put no trust in any brother, for every brother is a deceiver, and every neighbor goes about as a slanderer. Everyone deceives his neighbor, and no one speaks the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies. They weary themselves committing iniquity, heaping oppression upon oppression, deceit upon deceit. They refuse to know me, declares the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, I will refine them and test them. For what else can I do because of my people? Their tongue is a deadly arrow. It speaks deceitfully. With his mouth, each speaks peace to his neighbor, but in his heart, he plans an ambush for him. Shall I not punish them for these things, declares the Lord? And shall I not avenge myself on a nation such as this? I will take up weeping and wailing for the mountains, and a lamentation for the pastures of the wilderness, because they are laid waste so that no one passes through, and the lowing of cattle is not heard. Both the birds of the air and the beasts have fled and are gone. I will make Jerusalem a heap of ruins, a lair of jackals, and I will make the cities of Judah a desolation without inhabitant. Who is the man so wise that he can understand this? To whom has the mouth of the Lord spoken that he may declare it? Why is the land ruined and laid waste like a wilderness, so that no one passes through? And the Lord says, because they have forsaken my law that I set before them, and have not obeyed my voice or walked in accord with it, but have stubbornly followed their own hearts and gone after the Baals, as the fathers taught them. Therefore thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will feed this people with bitter food and give them poisonous water to drink. I will scatter them among the nations whom neither they nor their fathers have known, and I will send the sword after them until I have consumed them. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider and call for the mourning women to come. Send for the skillful women to come. Let them make haste and raise a wailing over us, that our eyes may run down with tears and our eyelids flow with water. For a sound of wailing is heard from Zion. How we are ruined! We are utterly shamed because we have left the land, because they have cast down our dwellings. Hear, O women, the word of the Lord, and let your ear receive the word of his mouth. Teach your daughters a lament, and to each to her neighbor a dirge. For death has come up into our windows, it has entered our palaces, cutting off the children from the streets and the young men from the squares. Speak! Thus declares the Lord, the dead bodies of men shall fall like dung upon the open field, like sheaves after the reaper, and none shall gather them. Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man boast in his wisdom, let not the mighty man boast in his might, let not the rich man boast in his riches, but let him who boasts, boast in this, that he understand and knows me, that I am the Lord who practices steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, declares the Lord. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will punish all those who are circumcised merely in the flesh. Egypt, Judah, Edom, the sons of Ammon, Moab, and all who dwell in the desert who cut the corners of their hair, for all these nations are uncircumcised, and all the house of Israel are uncircumcised in heart.
Jeremiah 10. Hear the word that the Lord speaks to you, O house of Israel. Thus says the Lord,
Learn not the way of the nations, nor be dismayed at the signs of the heavens, because the nations are dismayed at them. For the customs of the peoples are vanity. A tree from the forest is cut down and worked with an axe by the hands of a craftsman. They decorate it with silver and gold. They fasten it with hammer and nails so that it cannot move. Their idols are like scarecrows in a cucumber field, and they cannot speak. They have to be carried, for they cannot walk. Do not be afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, neither is it in them to do good.
There is none like you, O Lord. You are great, and your name is great in might. Who would not fear you, O King of the nations? For this is your due. For among all the wise ones of the nations and in all their kingdoms, there is none like you. They are both stupid and foolish. The instruction of idols is but wood. Beaten silver is brought from Tarshish and gold from Uphaz. They are the work of the craftsman and of the hands of the goldsmith. Their clothing is violet and purple. They are all the work of skilled men. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King. At his wrath the earth quakes, and the nations cannot endure his indignation.
Thus shall you say to them,
the gods who did not make the heavens and the earth shall perish from the earth and from under the heavens.
It is he who made the earth by his power, who established the world by his wisdom, and by his understanding stretched out the heavens. When he utters his voice, there is a tumult of waters in the heavens, and he makes the mist rise from the ends of the earth. He makes lightning for the rain, and he brings forth the wind from his storehouses. Every man is stupid and without knowledge. Every goldsmith is put to shame by his idols, for his images are false, and there is no breath in them. They are worthless, a work of delusion. At the time of their punishment, they shall perish. Not like these is he who is the portion of Jacob, for he is the one who formed all things, and Israel is the tribe of his inheritance. The Lord of hosts is his name. Gather up your bundle from the ground, O you who dwell under siege, for thus says the Lord,
behold, I am slinging out the inhabitants of the land at this time, and I will bring distress on them that they may feel it.
Woe is me because of my hurt. My wound is grievous. But I said, truly this is an affliction, and I must bear it. My tent is destroyed, and all my cords are broken. My children have gone from me, and they are not. There is no one to spread my tent again and to set up my curtains. For the shepherds are stupid and do not inquire of the Lord. Therefore they have not prospered, and all their flock is scattered. A voice, a rumor, behold, it comes, a great commotion out of the north country to make the cities of Judah a desolation, a lair of jackals. I know, O Lord, that the way of man is not in himself, that it is not in man who walks to direct his steps. Correct me, O Lord, but in justice, not in your anger, lest you bring me to nothing. Pour out your wrath on the nations that know you not, and on the peoples that call not on your name, for they have devoured Jacob. They have devoured him and consumed him, and have laid waste his habitation.
Back in 1991, I referred to a few verses in my journal. I'm going to refer to those verses again here today. First, I looked at chapter 9, verses 13 through 16, which say, and the Lord says, because they have forsaken my law that I set before them, and have not obeyed my voice or walked in accord with it, but have stubbornly followed their own hearts, and have gone after the Baals, as their fathers taught them. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will feed this people with bitter food, and give them poisonous water to drink. I will scatter them among the nations, whom neither they nor their fathers have known, and I will send the sword after them, until I have consumed them. Most of us have been taught that good things come from the Father. But here we see God feed people with bitter food, poisonous water, and consume them with the sword in battle. If you are suffering today, if you feel oppressed or depressed, maybe it's because you have been disobedient to the Lord. Maybe you sense an oppressive hand from God on your life right now. If so, come back to the Lord. That's why He does this. He may apply a little pressure on your life once in a while to get you to return to Him. If so, remember Romans 8:28 says, "All things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to His purpose." On in my journal, I wrote advice, and I was referring to chapter 9, verse 23 and 24, which says, "Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man boast in his wisdom, nor let the mighty man boast in his might. Let not the rich man boast in his riches, but let him who boasts boast in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who practices steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, declares the Lord." These verses remind us that whether it be wisdom, might, or riches, they all come from the Lord. Therefore, we have no claim to boast. The last verses I referred to in 1991 were chapter 10, verses 23 and 24, which say, "I know, O Lord, that the way of man is not in himself, that it is not in man who walks to direct his steps. Correct me, O Lord, but in justice, not in your anger, lest you bring me to nothing." Now you may think that you are walking out your own life, but this verse tells me that's not so, that it is not in man who walks to direct his steps. So if your walk is a little bit uphill, or your path may not be very straight, it may be because God is trying to correct your steps. Submit to Him today so He doesn't have to do it in anger, but in justice. Thank you, Lord, for intervening in our walk in this life. Lord, we bow our hearts humbly before you after reading these chapters in Jeremiah today. We've learned that if we're suffering, if we're oppressed, if our course is not straight, it may be because you are trying to get our attention. The words of Jeremiah stung the people of Jerusalem. They are stinging us as well as we hear the words and apply them to our own lives. We learn, Lord, that you have high standards. We are reminded in these chapters today that there is none like you, O Lord. You are great, and your name is great in might, that you are the true God, the living God, the everlasting King, that you made the earth by your power. You established the world by your wisdom. You stretched out the heavens. Thank you for reminding us there is none like you. Forgive us for our boast in our wisdom, our might, or in our riches. After this passage, Lord, we set all that aside, and we only boast in knowing you, the one who practices steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth. You are the mighty King, master of everything. We boast in you. Amen.